Eich naflu gibayrim b'toich ha-mulchama, the pasuk states. David HaMelech saying, Hesped and Shol and Yonason. And this is what he gives out. B'toich ha-mulchama, in the middle of the mulchama, Shol, Yonason, gibayrim. The Medrash says, Eich naflu gibayrim eilu tzadikim. Tzadikim, they also hold mulchama. B'toich ha-mulchama, Yonason Abba Masecha Cholo. Yonason is on the Bama, he's a Cholo. Eich Naflu Gevoirim Vayoyvu Klei Mulchama. David HaMelech says, the vessels of war were Shaul and Yonason. They were the ones that fought the Mulchama for Klal Yisrael. So as everyone is fully aware, this was a Gibor. Ezo Gibor HaKadosh Es Yitzray. Rosh Hashiva, Masin Tzvi, Zechat Tzadim, HaKadosh Levrocha, was a true Gibor, a true hero. In the Welt, in the Chilani, in the secular world, Lahavdol Elef Alfei Havdolos, there's heroes, a baseball hero, a football hero, a basketball hero. We have the Elef Alfei Alfei Havdolos, Rabbi say. We were zeichet to a dug mechai of a Yiddish hero. Person who had heroic episodes, a heroic life. Everyone said over the baseball cap. The Choshev Rebbe who spoke before mentioned that the Reshiva didn't like to say, didn't necessarily like jokes for the sake of jokes. I would maybe disagree. The Reshiva followed in the footsteps of his Shver, the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rav Beinish. The Rosh Hashiva who always said a vitz, always said a joke. Because he held that was a way to be misameach people. Be misameach people. Everything was with a vitz. Yeshiva, that was part of his nice of all the chaver, was to say a vitz. And it's kedai in yeshivas to know that. Sometimes you have to say a vitz. Even nitten the ganze musa seder. That's a chelik in a musa seder. Chelik in a musa is to say a vitz. Avada is an ace with smayach, and there's an ace when you have to know not to say the vitz, but you have to know the time to say the vitz. I just came now from the Beis Olam, together with the Olam that went to the Kvura, to the Kever, and to the Shiva. I was by the Shiva house the first night. I was by the Shiva house last night. I myself was zoicha to know, I have a relationship with the Shiva already. A little bit less than 40 years. 38 years ago when I came as a young bocher to the Yeshiva. Reb Nosson Tzvi was then a young man. Sat in the Beis Medrash on the left hand of the Beis Medrash near the front. I sat in Shir by Rav Nachum Zatzal together with the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. Rav Nosson Tzvi was a younger man. He sat in Shir. We learned Yevamos. He was already from the elder younger light of the Yeshiva, aided by Rav Beinish. But he told me once, Yevamos, he didn't have a rice. Azev Medaf. So we get Nachum out, Rav Nachum. Like a bacher. That was his Bikush Emes. There was a tkufa where we chazed Rav Nachum Shir together, a chabura, we should chazed together with Nosson Svi at night. He was our elterer. The mere they were elterers and they were youngerers. Yechav Gevein a youngerer, I was young and he was older. There was no difference, no nafkamina. I can't say for sure, but it could be shtickle, whatever chalik of Torah that I have, could be Rav Nosson Svi has a ganza chalik in there. It's Madrichas. He helped us understand Rav Nachum's Gevaldike Diyukim in Rashi. Rav Nachum's Gevaldike Fashtan versus Anders the Rashi from the Tosfos. How one word was mentioned before, where it's fun. One word in the Rashi makes a whole different cling, answers up everything. And for the Alakashas, that was Rav Nachum's Ganze Matorah. How you have a Rashba and a Sugya, and the Rashba goes L'shitasa in the Ganze Masechta. And if you're going, you know how the Rashba goes L'fishitasa in Ganshas. L'shitasa. Rav Nachum's Derech. Rav Nosson Svi took Rav Nachum's Derech, and he continued it with a Gevaldik Fanem. His Shver was Maisa Nefesh to put into the Yeshiva the Daf. That it shouldn't just be that you learn and you don't finish the Masechta. No, you have to finish the Masechta. And there was a big Muhammad in the Yeshiva. It wasn't so simple. But Rav Nosson Svi took that, and he himself was the first Magid Shir for the Naf in Baba Basra. And this they all said by the Sveidim. Gantz Baba Basra. They had to learn a blot and a half for Daf a day. And he had to say not just enough. He had to say with alarate. You know what kind of mesiras nefesh for learning that is? Every single day to say a blot and a half in Baba Basra. With rate. But that's what his shver wanted. That's what Rav Banish itself. And Rav Nosson Svi then took it to the next level. Rav Nosson Svi, heroic, to take the yeshiva and to bring it up to a different league, to the different Bate Midrash and to a Kachim, to a Daf, to Bechinis, to 20 Blat, to 30 Blat, to a Brachfeld. He had gewaldige hasagas. I once flew with him on the plane. I was then running my yeshiva, and I was able to sit in the business class. The yeshiva, Zatzal, sat in the first class. He wasn't well. And he would have sat in the economy if he could have, to save money for the yeshiva, but he couldn't. They put him into the first class. So Rav Nachman, Shlita, his shvager told me, Rav Yeshua, go sit with the Rashiva, schmooze with him, we'll talk with him a little bit. So I sat with him. For 2 hours we were talking. At one point he told me, he had a big smile on his face. And he said to me, Rav Yeshua, Epshir will split the first $1 billion. The first $1 billion! We'll split it. Well, I heard that. But with this, Rav Nosson Svi, das kekentan, he could have done that. What would the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal have done with $1 billion? Think what the world would have been if the Oilam would have given him $1 billion. Do you know what it is to put up buildings? Do you know what kind of the serious nefesh it was for him to put up Beis Yishaya and Beis, all the Bati Midrashim of the Mir. $50-60 million, rabbis. Who had these musogim? Godless tikkun musogim. Godless tikkun musogim in Torah. Godless tikkun musogim in Avodah. Godless tikkun musogim in Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. Eich naflu giborim. This is a gibor. And at the same time, every single one, as was mentioned by everybody, was a Ben Yochibai. Every single one was an individual. I spoke to a Choshev Ram in the yeshiva last night. He told me. And there were tkufas. I used to take my own Talmidim into the yeshiva, take bechinas. Usually if I went in, the bochur got in without anything. 2 weeks ago, a certain Talmud of mine went to get into the mir, and he went to the Nassim Tzvi for the bechinas, the beginning of the Zman. And the yeshiva said to him, have Rabbi Lif call me. So I called his Gabbai, the Gewaldige, Gewaldige Oizer, who was Meshamish and Mamish, Beleib and Esher of Menachem Zeretzki Shli. And they were in the middle of a chasna. Menachem answered the phone. I said, it's my name. So Menachem says to me, Hukvar Bifnim. He just wanted to hear that you called, that's all. Hukvar Bifnim, he's already in. So this Rebbe told me, this Choshev, the Talmud Chacham told me, there were tkufas when the Rishiva Mamish didn't have any kufas. And there would be 60, 70 bochrim coming in for Bechinas, and each one would be a minute or two. What could a bochur say? The bochur could be the biggest eler, but what could he say? Say a kasha. In a minute, you have a minute, that's all you have. There was once a bochur went through the line, and he said a kasha. He didn't even say the teretz. He said a genug, and he wrote a letter. He wrote a petek. That was the way it was. 3 months later, at the Mir Yeshiva dinner in America, this Bacher's father goes over to Rav Nosson Zvi, and Rav Nosson Zvi says to him, your son is doing gewaldig. By the Bechina, he asked this and this kasha in the Durham. He asked this and this kasha, that's all. How do you keep in mind thousands of Talmidim that are coming? Hagibah Mechama. I was once with the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, we were in Menachem Avil, the same time, the Philadelphia Rosh Hashiva was sitting Shiva here in Beit Fagan for his brother, Rav David Zatzal. And I was there, and the Rosh Hashiva was there. And then the Rosh Hashiva left, and I was there, remained there by rebellion. And Rebellion told me, er is nicht von die Welt. Reb Nosson Zvi, his koiches are not from this world. Not from this world. I was walking on Shabbos from Yeshiva, where I am now, back to Hanov, and I passed by Reb Chanoich Friedman, who was walking to Matuslav, Reb Chanoich Shlip. So I stopped Reb Chanoich, I said, Reb Chanoich from Chicago, I said, you came to St. Tzkufa, and I came 2 years later. He's younger. The truth is, anyone that remembers the Rosh Hashiva, no one ever imagined that the Rosh Hashiva would be able to do what he did. The Rosh Hashiva himself told me. When the Beinish Atzal died 22 years ago, the Rosh Hashiva told me, I didn't know where the next salary was going to come from. He didn't know. The Beinish Bechlau was, everything was Fadekt, everything was Betzina, he had everything in his cup. He ran the whole thing in his cup. 2 years before he was Nifter, they were piled, he should start making a dinner in America, he was by the first dinner. And then Reb Beinish was avek. Reb Nosson Zvi had to take over. Reb Chanoich said to me, "Does Alts the Ruach HaKodesh from the Blaze Yehuda?" The Blaze Yehuda had the Ruach HaKodesh. Had a 17-year-old boy comes from Chicago, Illinois, with a Chicago Cubs baseball cap, not a White Sox baseball cap. Rashid used to say over him, it was a Cubs fan, wasn't a White Sox. At least our Cubs fan. Alts arose. Akedas Yitzchak Berachman Tiskor. That's what we ask. Akedas Yitzchak Berachman Tiskor. We learned the parasha from the Akeda. The Rishiv is Avek, the parasha from the Akeda. The Shiva is over in Parshas Chayesora. Vayu Chayesora, Meir Shlono, Esrim Shlono, Sheva Shlono, Shnei Chayesora. Rashi HaKadosh says, what's the Shnei Chayesora? Ibram, again, Kulon Shavim L'Taiva. Every single day, the 127 years was Shavim L'Taiva. The Reshiva of Chaim Zatzal used to say over, what was the Hesper? Vayov Yavim Lispa the Soil of Kaisa. What was the Hesper? What was the grace of Hesper that he said? Said the Chaim said he said three words: Kulon, Shavim, L'Taiva. All of it was Shavim L'Taiva. That was the God's Hesper, the three-word Hesper, the best Hesper to get. Can't forget that Hesper. Rabbi Sayyid, the Rosh Hashiva was in our midst. He came from the same place where we all came. He was makriv himself on the Mizbeach. He was the Eitzim and he was the Eish. Aye Sela Oila. Makriv in everything. He was rain, Rabbi Sai. There wasn't a E Tzedek in him. There wasn't something that wasn't emes in him. When I had big shailas to ask about the yeshiva, and I went to him, and he passed in the shaila, you knew this was the psak based upon the reina emes. So where's our hakrov? Where's our akedas Yitzchak? I heard the Bun said last night, when the Panovitcher Rav is avek, Reb Chatzko was masmid, and Reb Chatzko said, "Vas ken ich tan for the Rosh Hashiva? What can I do for the Panovitcher?" Reb Chatzko, Sefer Musa Chai, Reb Chatzko said, "Yede tog ich vet brechen amida. Every day I'll break another mida." And Reb Don was meisiv. Reb Chatzko had midas that had to be broken. There were no more midas left to be broken. Everything was already broken. Oiske person. Shine it up. Shine up a mida. Rabbi Sai, our tafkid. We lived in this door. We saw this hero. This Gibor Muhammad. Is to become a person that's willing to make ourselves a little bit better. Oisputz, a bisselness. Become more emistic. More hasmada. I'm not the one to say, Avada, everyone tries their utmost. But Rav Nosson Tzvi was Mekayim exactly what his grace of Rabbeim did and what they used to say over. Reb Chaim Shulevitz Atzal always used to speak, why is it that the previous generations, they were Gedolim and our generations are not Gedolim? And he said, because we have Masmidim today. People are learning in Yeshiva. Over the Hefzik, the Erev Shabbos and the Shabbos and the Matzah Shabbos. And we have that Hefzik. He used to say over the famous Mashal, Rebbe Kiva, 12 and 12 is not 24. 12 and 12 is 12 and 12. Not the same as 24. That's why he didn't go back to his wife. I've who's that Kara Sataiv, thus is that Kara Sataiv. In that Darga. The Erev Shabbos. I heard from Rebbe Gedalia Shlita, his brother, last night. Be is the letzter. Ali Yoren. He was Yadua. Erev Shabbos, he learned from 9 to 4. 9 to 4, the short Shabbos. Take an hour, prepare yourself, go into Shabbos. That's what he saw by his brothers. Reb Nachum Zatzal, We used to see him in the Beis Medrash until an hour before Shabbos. Reb Chaim Zatzal in the Beis Medrash. Reb Nassim. The American Cubs fan. Al Tzadef. I beg of her. Salute the Torah. The Shiva will be a Meilitz Yosher for those take upon themselves to go a little bit in his ways. As Hashem will be Zotim Yitz Hashem to be on Mavis Manetzach or Mach Hashem can do in the Alpha Pondim and no matter what.